totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 93.3 FM.
This lady on TikTok.
So Americans are starting to realize that Shakespeare sounds better in a southern accent.
Friends, Roman, countrymen, now lend me your name. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
I mean, it does kind of work.
It has a certain endearing charm to it.
It does.
It feels like, you know, hee-haw Shakespeare.
I had no idea. That is so good. So, like, okay, I was the one who found the video. So
yes.
I told everybody on the show, I said, find a favorite Shakespeare quote.
There's so many to pick from.
Now,
it's hard to pick just one.
I have laid down the challenge. Everybody in the room is going to take their quote, but you have to read it in a southern accent.
In a southern accent.
Okay, southernify it.
As the classic bard would want.
Southern fry it.
All right.
Let's start with producer Sean.
So I misunderstood the... Anyways, the quote is, if music be the food...
No.
You got to do it in a southern accent.
Quote. Okay.
You have to act it out in a southern accent.
Be a thespian.
If yodeling be the fixin's of love, gone then.
See?
Oh, that was excellent. Oh, my God.
That was excellent.
That's amazing.
You have a hidden talent we didn't know about.
All right. I'm going to lay this down. This is from the Taming of the Shrew.
Of course.
By the bard William Shakespeare, but Southern fried. Why are our bodies soft and weak and smooth? But that our soft conditions and our hearts should well agree with our external parts.
Wow.
Matthew McConaughey?
I was going to say, that was a Matthew McConaughey.
I was kind of going for that.
You need to be in the driver's seat of a Lincoln.
I was saying, that was what I was going for. I feel good then.
Okay, I've chosen the classic Hamlet and a line that is spoken to Ophelia.
Get y'all to a nunnery. Get y'all to a nunnery if you want to.
There you go. Something fun to do. Oh. Three things you want to know for a Thursday morning. Maybe you're trying to get the spark back in your relationship. Experts are saying now you should kiss for 6 seconds. No more, no less.
Well, you can kiss for more
if you want. That's true. That's
it's a free country.
Don't boss
people around.
I'm sorry. Man.
Gosh, people know.
Tell me what to do.
I've heard it works. I heard like 6 seconds is like kind of a magic thing. You get to 6 seconds kissing.
Yeah.
And, you know.
They release the oxytocin.
Fire's burning.
Yeah, the love hormone. So, yeah, it could you know, end up being 5 minutes
of bliss.
Speaking for myself, your mileage may vary. Producer Sean, what you got?
So Lululemon is in the news here. They have been pulling off their new line of the Breeze Through leggings. Apparently, they've been having a lot of negative reviews and customer complaints online, with one of them saying paying $100 and getting long butt isn't worth it. Apparently, these new leggings are supposed to help shape your posterior, and some of the ladies are not liking just how elongated their posteriors are getting from these particular pair of pants.
So it's looking like they've got saggy butts.
Butts is, I guess, a nicer way of saying saggy butt.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
I can see where you're paying good money. That's the thing you're trying to avoid.
Yeah.
You're trying to make, you know, our saggy butts look better. I would take them off the line, too. Congratulations to American Katie Ledecky! And her teammate, Jenny Thompson, as they are both now tied as the most successful female swimmers in Olympic Games history. Katie Ledecky, she just beat the tar out of her competition way ahead of everybody yesterday.
Uh-huh.
She has now medaled in 4 straight Olympics. And you think, well, that's probably it, right? She says, no, I feel I got another one in me. So 4 more years, we could see Katie Ledecky again. She's amazing.
She was so far ahead, I was looking at it and going like, is she the only one in the pool?
It looked like it.
Oh, my God.
She's just that much faster.
So good. You have lots of ladies listening, ready to play. Guys are not so volunteer-ish.
I don't know if the guys are intimidated. We do have... a strongly female audience,
yes,
which is great.
Exactly.
But, yeah, sometimes it's hard for the guys to get through, so this is one of those days. Today, we're going to have producer Sean take on our contestant from Smyrna. It's Ang. How are you, Ang?
It's Ange.
Ange?
Angela, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Good. Thank you.
We can't have contestants. We can't get names right. What the hell are we doing here? All right.
Here's a get acquainted question for you, Ange. If you could trade places with an animal for one day, what animal would you be?
I would say a dog, or my dog, because she's got the cushiest life that there is.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, all she does is eat and, you know, play ball and
get loved on.
Do whatever she wants.
That's all right. And you're going to work, and, exactly, and the dog just kind of looks up like, yeah, I'll see you later. I'm going to be right here.
Exactly.
Leave the TV on, Mom.
I'll be working from home. Sean, if you could be an animal for one day, what is it?
I think I'd be an owl so I could sleep the day away.
Oh, okay. I like it. It's right. Like a secret route to napping.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you know owls' eyes don't move?
No.
They have to turn their head. That's why they turn their head. Their eyeballs don't move around like ours do. Oh. There you go. We learned something just a moment ago.
I don't know if all I right. believe it, but sure.
It could be true. I saw it on the internet. They don't lie on the internet.
All right. Remember, each of you have a screw you can use. If you get in trouble, you can make your opponent answer the question. Just yell screw. Let us start with a question for Ange.
Ange, does a nail gun run on oil, electricity, or compressed air?
Compressed air.
Yes.
That is correct.
Score all right. First, Ange. Good job.
All right, Sean. Gazpacho. Is that a soup, a coffee drink, or Italian ice cream?
I'm going to say that's a soup.
It is a soup.
Woo!
We are tied at one.
International diner, Sean. Okay, Ange. Modelo. Modelo is a beer that comes from what country?
Mexico.
That is
correct.
Right. 2 points for you.
Sean, 3 months of a woman's pregnancy is called...
It's called a trimester.
Yes.
We also accepted a living hell.
From what we've been told.
Okay, we're tied up.
2-2.
Ange, how many times do you have to say Beetlejuice's name before he shows up?
Three
times for
Beetlejuice.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
Perfect
and
score.
You did great. Mm-hmm. Let's see if Sean can match you. Sean, the Bring It On movies were about what type of competition?
The Bring It On movies were about cheerleading competitions.
Woo! Yes, that's exactly right.
Do we have a tie?
We do
have a tie.
All right. So we're going to go to... a lyrical tiebreaker. Here's how it's going to work. And we're going to give you up to 5 lines from a very famous song. All right? You can tell us how many lines you want, if you can name that song in 5 lines, and then we'll have you guys bid back and forth. So how many lines do you think you'll need to name the song that we're going to be laying out for you?
Let's do 3 lines.
Three lines.
Okay.
She's going kind of tough. I mean, this is aggressive. Sean, you want to try to do it in 2 lines? Or do you want to make her do it?
Take your time. We're on till 10.
Well, Angela, let's see what you got.
All right.
Okay. 3 lines of a song. You got to name the song, and here it comes.
All right. Line 1. I guess I should have known. By the way you parked your car sideways, that it wouldn't last. Name that song.
Ooh.
That was
I have no clue.
Is a tough one.
That is tough.
That's from Little Red Corvette by Prince.
Oh.
And that means Sean is the winner.
And your prize is you get to keep your job for another day.
Yay.
I didn't want that.
Appreciate it, Ange. You have a great day. We play Gender Wars again tomorrow morning at 7:20 with Woody and Jim in the Morning. 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Play along.
It's called Is Woody a Dirty Stinking Liar?
Woody tells lots of stories filled with jokes and fire, but all we really want to know.
is Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
That's Casey Musgrave, as far as you know.
It is. Gave her $38 to sing that. That could be a lie, too. It's up to you to determine whether or not I'm lying. I have a story for you, all right?
Okay, lay it on us.
Okay. This is a little-known fact. You may not know this, but my first cousin, once removed, was a famous movie actress.
Hmm. Okay, I mean, what actress? We got to know what actress.
My first cousin once removed, meaning that was my father's cousin.
Okay.
If you follow how that whole thing goes.
Okay. But were they famous?
Yeah, Natalie Wood. Hmm. Natalie Wood, the actress.
Sharing the same last name as Woody Wood.
Mm-hmm. It's
Wood, classic movie actress.
She was in the original West Side Story.
Okay.
She was with James Dean in Rebel Without a Cause in the 50s.
Okay.
She died mysteriously in the early 80s in a boating accident where she drowned.
Some people say it was murder.
Uh-huh. My father was actually one of the pallbearers at her funeral. So.
All right.
You guys decide whether or not that is a true story or if I am, in fact, a dirty, stinking liar.
Did you just take some famous person with the last name, or are you sort of related? I don't know.
I got to say no.
You think he's a
dirty, think that's a liar?
I think he's lying.
Okay. You don't believe my poker face?
I don't know.
My first thought was he just found celebrities with the last name Wood and just took it. I think you're a dirty, stinking liar.
There are a lot of people in my family with the last name Wood.
I'm sure there are.
Quite a few, I'm sure. But I think you're a dirty, stinking liar.
Yeah, I made it up.
I knew it.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3. Love bites. You know what else bites? Traffic. Yes. Allow me to be a whiny little baby for a second.
Okay.
This morning, of course, we get up way earlier than anybody else in the world.
It's still dark.
Yeah,
it's like
still
2:30,
dark. Yeah, it's like the middle of the night. And so around 3:30 this morning, I'm heading to work. I live in Murfreesboro, gateway to Manchester. And I'm going down Broad Street, going to get on to 8:40 to take to 24 to come into work.
Okay.
But T-Dot decided, you know what? We're going to close this exit because we're going to work on something.
We got
extra orange barrels we don't know what to do with.
So you can't get on to
8:40.
Okay.
So I go up Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna and turn around, make a U-E. That exit to 8:40 is also closed. So.
Okay. So first alternative doesn't work.
So I was finally able to get on 8:40 and then. When you get to 8:40, the exit to 24 was also closed. So I'm going, what do I do now? So I drove up to Veterans Parkway, if you're familiar with Murfreesboro.
Okay.
That was block two. So I go up to Almaville Road in Smyrna. And by this time, the vein is coming out of my forehead. I'm going, this is insane. This is the living hell. What is going on?
Somebody at T-Dot doesn't want you on the air.
I know. They're trying to stop us. So I get up there, and I thought, okay, I'm not familiar with this area because I don't go to Almaville Road that much. So I figured, does it go straight to 24? I thought, maybe it does. So I get off there, and then finally I'm driving around. It's dark, winding roads, and finally I say, all right, I just got to ask GPS, how do I get to 24?
But you went through all that, yeah. And you wouldn't ask for directions? Oh, my God, that's the most manly thing you've ever done.
And so then the directions sent me back to Veterans Parkway to 8:40 back to Murfreesboro. So I'm going in a loop. And so I finally had to go up to Sam Ridley Parkway, and I was able to get on 24 and come to work. It normally takes me like 20 minutes to get to work.
That's pretty fast.
It took me like an hour and 10 minutes to get in this morning.
All right.
So
if you're delayed this morning while you're driving to work, just realize Woody was a lot more delayed.
Yeah.
And much more whiny about it.
Exactly. So if you had a bad morning like that, talk about it on your radio show. So if anybody is listening who happens to be the person in charge of setting up road closures for T-Dot, I wish you nothing but hemorrhoids. Okay, what are they going to take away from us next? Experts are saying that some chocolate is really bad for you because
it
has toxic levels of heavy metal. in it. So
woo! This is on!
This is not like, you know, checking your you know, kids' Halloween candy for razor blades, things like that. No, they're saying that, you know, there's toxic levels, especially chocolate that is labeled organic. So don't get organic. Get the ones with all the healthy chemicals in
it. This is big chocolate bar industry.
That's right.
Are they trying to take down the organic people by spreading lies?
Oh, yeah. It's the huge Hershey lobby.
Don't buy their $8 candy bars.
Yeah.
Buy our $7 candy bars.
Exactly.
Producer Sean?
Yeah, something you should know. If you forgot your 9 pounds of meth inside your rental car in Nebraska, well,
damn it.
The cops have found it, and they took to social media and said, if anybody happened to leave it, feel free to stop by the precinct. They're more than happy to take your information. And
so the police department lost and found.
They said they'll take a short walk across the street to the Department of Corrections.
For okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't you hate that when you turn into a real car and say, oh, I forgot the
18
pounds of meth I left in the back. Oh.
Of course, you guys know, this is Jim. I'm a movie reviewer, and I love going to movies. And there's a Nashville Film Festival that happens every year in September. And they've started lining up the movies and telling people what they're going to be.
Yeah.
And because it's Music City, there's always music-related movies that debut there. And there's going to be a couple. One from indie rockers. One of my favorite bands, the Black Keys.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a kind of a documentary about them. And we just gushed about them yesterday, as we do all the time. There will also be one about Jelly Roll.
Jelly. Nice.
I really want that story. I mean, I know his story.
Yeah.
In, like, pieces. Like, yeah. He's told it in front of everybody. But, like, you know, going from, like, just a horrible life on the street and prison and then redemption and becoming, like, one of the most famous artists right now.
Oh, he's totally somebody to root for.
That's a great story.
Gotta love
that. I can't
wait
to see it. Very National Film Festival is in September.
Woody and Jim in the Morning. Change my mood. Something uplifting, hey? Good, like I should.
When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood. Look up in the sky. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Is it a really old man who eats dinner at 3:30 in the afternoon? If you said the last one, you're correct, because there is a man who just retook his record back for the oldest skydiver ever.
Wow.
All right, so there's this guy named Al, and when he was 103, he jumped out of an airplane and skydived and made records everywhere around the world for being the oldest skydiver. But then a little after that, another 103-year-old guy jumped out of an airplane. That guy was a few days older. So he lost the record.
Oh.
So Al from Texas decided at 107 years old, he was going to set a new record. So to celebrate his grandson's graduations, he decided he was going to jump out with them, and now holds the record. 107 years old, dropping from an airplane to the ground.
Wow.
Way to go, Al. He was a World War II vet. He was born just 14 years after the airplane was invented by the Wright brothers.
Wow.
Go, Al.
I whine just having to go out and check the mailbox. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. Here's a fun little game that we came up with that you can get a 50-50 shot of winning, even if you just guess.
Woody tells lots of stories filled with jokes and fire.
Yep.
But all we really want to know is Woody a dirty, stinking liar?
Ooh. Thank you, not Casey Musgrave. Dirty, stinking liar.
You know, if you were a dirty, stinking liar, you'd say that is Casey Musgrave's.
Yes.
And then she'd sue you.
So I was lying then, but maybe I'm not lying now. All right. Here's something.
All right, lay it on us.
I once played the title role in an off-Broadway production of The Wizard of Oz.
The title role means?
The title role meaning I was the Wizard of Oz.
The wizard. Man behind the curtain.
Yes, I was the man behind the curtain. I was also the mayor of Munchkin City.
Oh.
Multiple roles.
Is it a dual role?
It's a dual role.
Is it like a cost-cutting thing?
I had to get the curtain and a hat for the other one.
Okay. All right.
And how long did this last?
Several weeks.
Several weeks
of performances
throughout the scheduled run
in an off-Broadway production of The Wizard of Oz.
is. Off Broadway. Okay, could be very off Broadway. So it could be a loose interpretation. It could be Broadway in a different city.
Like Albany?
I'm going to say yes, you did.
Okay.
Producer Sean.
Jim believes in me. What about
is
you,
he
Producer
right,
Sean?
Or is he a dirty, stinking liar?
I'm going to say no. I don't think you did this.
You didn't do it.
I don't believe. I believe you have the capacity to do it. I don't think you did do it, though.
He's saying you have the ability to do it,
but you didn't do it.
It's this very self-esteem building answer. He's saying, basically, you're a dirty, stinking liar.
Jim is correct. And I'm talking off Broadway. It was at the Center of the Arts in Murfreesboro. Oh, so actually, it was more of an off-Broad Street production.
All right, give us one line from The Wizard of Oz that you still can belt out.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. See?
All right, that's very good.
Bring me the broom of the Wicked Witch.
All right, now you're getting warmed up. All right, now we can't stop you.
Woody and Jim on 93.3 FM. Totally hits. Totally Nashville.